1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A U.S. Army sergeant remains in custody in Vladivostok, Russia, accused of stealing from a woman he was seeing.
Gordon Black, detained earlier this month in Russia's Far East, charged with theft causing significant damage, according to a Russian court. The Pentagon said Black had traveled to Russia without authorization. The U.S. has warned citizens against all travel to Russia. Black is expected to be detained until July 2nd.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. The Ascension Healthcare System says it's dealing with a cyber attack. Ascension runs 140 hospitals and 40 senior living facilities in 19 states. It says it's evaluating damage. The Biden administration has been under pressure to take executive action dealing with the southern border now that Trump ordered his congressional allies to scuttle the toughest proposed immigration bill in decades. As soon as Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security will propose a change to the process for asylum seekers. This is ABC News. A House committee took a closer look at claims that U.S. adversaries are using illness as a weapon.
Three witnesses testified on Capitol Hill accusing the federal government of not properly investigating a potential link between Russia and the Havana Syndrome. Representative Eli Crane is on the Homeland Security Committee.
It sounds like all three of you believe that these are hostile actions orchestrated by our adversaries against American citizens. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
In April, a senior defense official experienced Havana Syndrome symptoms following a NATO summit. A U.S. intelligence assessment calls the foreign adversary link unlikely. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey set execution for condemned triple murderer Alan Eugene Miller for September 26th. He'll be the second individual to be put to death in Alabama by nitrogen gas. It will also be the second attempt at executing Miller. He survived a lethal injection attempt in 2022. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
Mino and the Mayor.
I went for a walk yesterday, and I walked past the car, Jim's car, and I saw the light blink in the red light. So I come in here, I said, Jim, your meter's expired. He goes, no, it's not. I put in a bunch of money. I said, ah, Jim, I think it's pretty sure it's your car. So he goes there, goes, ah, I put it in the wrong meter.
So the guy next to me got free parking.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9, on the talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin Wednesday touting Microsoft's new investment and his own economic record in Racine. President reminding voters Donald Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 new jobs in the area, but never delivered.
3,500 total jobs left Wisconsin during my predecessor's term, but that's not on my watch.
Biden says he's created more jobs than Trump and nearly $1 trillion in private sector investment across the country. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin next week. It will be her fourth visit to Wisconsin this year. Harris plans to be in Milwaukee a week from tomorrow to call attention to the administration's efforts to boost the economy with steps like student loan debt forgiveness and support for education. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing to the Royals 6-4 on Wednesday. Tuesday night, the Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch. And it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always, always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price here. The overnight, mostly cloudy skies. One or two showers possible. Otherwise, by sunrise, we'll be in the upper 40s. Northeast winds breezy. On Thursday, a few showers around. Mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s. That northeast wind will stay quite brisk. It's 53 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate nurses, the people that take care of us. It's National Nurses Week. Tune in. We'll join you then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of the program. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the Executive Director of Social Security Works, socialsecurityworks.org or strengthensocialsecurity.org, ALaw202 or SSWorks on Twitter. Alex, welcome back. I understand that the trustees of Social Security and Medicare, and you can tell me exactly how the, you know, what the proper title is for these folks, just released a report about where we're at, how solvent these programs are, how they're doing. What did we learn?
Every year, it's the same thing. We learn that Social Security works. It should be greeted, the trustees' report should be greeted with great cheers and hoorays every year that this program is so incredibly well managed that we look out 75 years to 2099 to make sure that it's going to be there for us. And it will. It will be there for us. This year, you know, Tom, you know, I've been watching these trustees reports for many years. This was the best trustees report that I've ever seen. There's no way that you can get around the fact that the labor market is booming. Wages are going up. And that has strengthened both Social Security and Medicare's fiscal outlook. What that means is the trust fund in Social Security gained one more year to 2035, and the Medicare trust fund gained five more years. But if you were just to read the headlines, which is what most people do, you know, the Washington Post said Social Security running out of money in a decade.
Right.
What? What? Social Security can never run out of money. It has a dedicated revenue stream. But that's the lie. They want people to think they're going to get zero. The truth is that in 2035, the trust fund, which is basically the baby boomers pre-funding their own retirement, will be exhausted. And the reason that that's a little bit early than the projections from 1983 is because of the increase in wealth and income inequality. But what it means is in 2035, there's an automatic 17% benefit cut. So 83% of benefits will be paid if Congress does nothing. That's trillions of dollars, Tom. That's absolutely not running out of money, or the AP said, the go broke date. Imagine just your casual person reading that. They believe that Social Security is going away in a decade. And you know this, but why does the billionaire-owned Washington Post push this propaganda? Because the Republican plans are to cut benefits by 21% right now. And if you compare that to a 17% cut, you're like, no, no deal. But if you don't think you're going to get anything, then you'll be willing to accept less than you're owed. And that's the con that the billionaires are always playing on us. What the report said is
the Biden economy is actually booming. The labor market is so strong. If we could get corporate greed under control, that they say is inflation, you know, the wage growth has been phenomenal. And it's been so good that it extended the life, the solvency of the Social Security Trust Fund, which is super rare. But you wouldn't know that reading the press. The way I say it is, we had a decade to tax billionaires to expand Social Security. Now we have 11 years, Tom. We have 11 years where we're going to build our power and address the simple problem, which is not Social Security. The trustees report, it makes it abundantly clear that Social Security works. We have a billionaire problem. They only pay in on the first $168,000 of their wages, where the vast majority of us pay in on 100% of our wages. For them, it's a tiny infinitesimal percentage of their wages. So the more money someone makes, the less they pay into Social Security as a percentage. That's the issue. It's a billionaire problem, and the solution is incredibly clear. Let's get billionaires, the ultra wealthy, to pay in on all of their income, just like the rest of us do, and then there won't be a 17% benefit cut in 2035. And in fact, we can increase benefits for everyone in this country by $200 a month. The problem is so simple that they have to spend all this money scaring people into thinking that it's much more complicated than it is.
Yeah, yeah. So, Alex, what's your analysis of how Social Security and Medicare would be 4 years from now or 5 years from now if Donald Trump were elected president versus if Joe Biden gets a second term?
It's incredibly bleak because as we are getting into the time where our plans we're implementing, right? Like, I'm very confident we're going to tax billionaires in order to expand benefits. The Republicans, on their hand, they're very confident that they're going to cut benefits in order to give tax handouts to billionaires. That is their plan. They put it out every single year. Donald Trump put it in his budget every single year. Donald Trump, as president, cut Social Security benefits. So we know what he'll do. In Medicare, their plan is to just fully privatize Medicare. Just put the insurance companies in charge, destroy traditional Medicare, and then it's just delays and denials as far as the eye can see. The choice on this is so clear. The Republicans also would remove Medicare's ability to negotiate drug prices. They literally are saying, we're going to cut your, so Republicans are saying, we're going to cut your Social Security benefits, we're going to raise your drug prices, and we're going to privatize your Medicare. President Biden is out there. He's talking about this. He's saying, we're going to tax billionaires, protect and expand Social Security, and protect and expand and never privatize Medicare. So this is, there's no gray area here, Tom. It's quite existential at this point. I know it's every election is the most important election ever, but this one just might be. The future of democracy is at stake, obviously. There's so much at stake, and Social Security is definitely one of those, right in the center of the agenda, because there's so much money, and those billionaires just can't stop trying to steal it.
Yeah, the big New York banks want to administer this rather than having the government administer it. If they can just skim a tiny percentage off trillions of dollars a year, they can get rich, rich, rich. What's the status right now of Medicare privatization? In the last couple of years, we surpassed half of Americans who are on Medicare being on Medicare Advantage, or so-called Advantage, these private plans that are run by the big insurance companies. Is that trend continuing? And is there anything in sight that, for example, people on Medicare get these sales pitches from the federal government, you know, the annual booklet that says, oh, here's all these great Medicare Advantage plans. You go to the Medicare website, they're pitching Medicare Advantage plans. Is any of that going to change?
You know, this is one of those ones where you have to sort of, it's bleak, Tom. I don't want to lie. It's bleak, right? When 51% is average, so in some places it means total market domination, right? Like 51% is nationwide. But in some markets, you know, there's 70% Puerto Rico. It's 96% of the market is privatized. So when they get market power, they only, you know what they do. We all know what they do. They just squeeze every nickel they can out of it. And that means hurting and killing people by denying them care. So the trend towards privatization was accelerating, especially really hit the gas under Trump. Trump put in place a whole bunch of policies that really pushed people into choosing a Medicare Advantage plan. The Biden administration has put some things in place that slow that down some, but it's going to take a lot more in order to actually slow that down more. The quote-unquote good news is as Medicare Advantage has gained so much market power, they're just acting just abhorrently. And they can't hide that, right? People are dying. Constituents are writing into their elected officials all the time. Republicans like Senator Lankford from Oklahoma, I mean, that guy grilled United Health and others on the collapse of rural hospitals, because that's one of the first things that goes under the privatized system, is you just rural health care just disappears. And so there is a growing awareness that we need to not only put the brakes on this, but actually change policy so that we level the playing field and people have a real choice between traditional Medicare and, you know, these corporate insurance privatized plans. Right now, the corporate plans, they're paid more by our taxpayer dollars, right? We pay more for worse benefits for people, but what the insurance companies they're pretty sophisticated at ripping people off. So what they do is they pass along some of that extra money to the people. And so when people, you know, it has the word Medicare in it. So people just assume that it's the same thing, right? They don't know that it's not the same thing, but it seems like it's just costs less. We need to do a lot more to educate people about the dangers, and we need some policy fixes that level the playing field. And that is going to take time. The trend is slowing. So that's the good news. It was accelerating into a fully privatized system. And now we are seeing a slowdown in that, but we need to reverse it.
Yeah. Alex, you got 30 seconds. What can people do to help protect Medicare?
Right now, I think the most important thing is get out the information that there's two choices. You know, the President Biden and the Democrats, they're fighting to protect and expand Social Security and tax billionaires. They're fighting to lower prescription drug prices. They're fighting to protect and expand and never privatize Medicare. Trump is going to cut Social Security and give tax handouts to the billionaires. The Republicans in Congress have plans written down: raise your drug prices, cut your benefits, and privatize your Medicare. We need everyone to understand the stakes of this election.
Amen. Alex Lawson, SocialSecurityWorks.org. Alex, thanks so much. It's always great talking with you.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate it. We'll be back with your calls. Stay tuned. It's 18 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where smart people get their news, and I'll be right back with what's on your mind right after this.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the Raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get why some people take their buttery, soft, cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. And you can have soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser-grade hotel bedding. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. So tuck your Cozy Earth sheets into one of their adorable totes and go globetrotting. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Johnny in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Johnny, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how are you, Tom?
Fine, thank you. What's up?
There's something that we have to make sure that everybody remembers, because the media is not going to do this for us. If you remember the night of the debate with Hillary, Trump paraded a bunch of women in front of her who had accused Bill Clinton.
You're right. There were three or four of them sitting in the front row of the auditorium. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
Right.
Yeah.
And he did this knowing that he just paid off a porn star.
Right. You're right. You're absolutely right.
This guy is a piece of work.
He really is. He really is. That's called chutzpah.
Yes.
So are you suggesting that if Trump and Biden debate, that Stormy Daniels should be sitting in the front row?
Yes.
I'm wondering, you know, over 20 women have accused Donald Trump of raping them or sexually assaulting them. I'm wondering where they all are. I'm guessing that most of them are just kind of hiding out because they're afraid of ending up like Paul Pelosi. You know, they don't want to be attacked by Trump's fascist minions. Having people come after them with hammers. But are you up on that? Do you know what's happened to all those women who claimed that he had raped them?
Well, I think one was going to file suit, and she got scared off.
Yeah. That happened to that 15-year-old. You know, the woman who was a teenager when Trump raped her. She came out and gave testimony and was ready to go to court, and then she and her family got threatened by one of these right-wing militia groups, and she went back on everything she said. She just suddenly, so.
Yes, I'm wondering how all these women feel now that he paraded them in front of Hillary. How do they feel now with the latest event?
Well, they were Republicans. They probably still feel fine about it. You're talking, I'm forgetting their names now, It just Ken Starr is so politicized. Ken Starr and his assistant, Brett Kavanaugh, politicized that whole thing. Johnny, thank you for the call. It just got nuts. On the other side of this break, Bernie Sanders is going to drop by. He'll be just with us for about 10 minutes. And then on the other side of that, I'll be picking up more of your calls. So stay tuned. We're going to have a nice little conversation with Bernie, and then we'll carry on. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be right back with you. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that
call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A U.S. Army sergeant remains in custody in Vladivostok, Russia, accused of stealing from a woman he was seeing.
Gordon Black, detained earlier this month in Russia's Far East, charged with theft causing significant damage, according to a Russian court. The Pentagon said Black had traveled to Russia without authorization. The U.S. has warned citizens against all travel to Russia. Black is expected to be detained until July 2nd.
ABC's Inez de la Cutera. The Ascension Healthcare System says it's dealing with a cyber attack. Ascension runs 140 hospitals and 40 senior living facilities in 19 states. It says it's evaluating damage. The Biden administration has been under pressure to take executive action dealing with the southern border now that Trump ordered his congressional allies to scuttle the toughest proposed immigration bill in decades. As soon as Thursday, the Department of Homeland Security will propose a change to the process for asylum seekers. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. Democrats say Republicans are playing games with millions of dollars for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
It means that communities from Peshtigo to French Island are still waiting to help clean up their water. And it means that more people won't be getting the health care services they need.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Sydney Sweeney is certainly not afraid to take on unique roles. She recently played a nun in Immaculate, and according to IndieWire, she'll play boxer Christy Martin next. Martin was the most famous female boxer in the 90s, whose life spiraled out of control after she won the welterweight championship. The project is currently untitled and will be produced by Sweeney's company 50/50. It appears Sweeney is trying to take on roles that de-emphasize her looks. Word on the street is she is lobbying hard for the role of Sloth in the Goonies remake. Kate Hudson not only believes in ghosts, she says she can see them, and so can her mom, Goldie Hawn. She told Howard Stern when she was younger she saw ghosts just like in the movie The Sixth Sense. When Stern questioned her about the afterlife, she said it will probably be more scientific than people think, but f***ing weird and beautiful. I bet the afterlife is beautiful, as long as we don't have to sit through How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days or You, Me, and Dupree. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Here the overnight, mostly cloudy skies, one or two showers possible. Otherwise, by sunrise, we'll be in the upper 40s. Northeast winds, breezy. On Thursday, a few showers around, mostly cloudy skies, upper 50s. That northeast wind will stay quite brisk. It's 53 at our studios.
I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, State Assembly Rep Robin Vining is our guest on our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You've announced you're going to run for re-election this year.
For better or worse, that is true. I am going to run for re-election.
I love it.
And Tom, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you. You and I have known each other for, many decades now, huh?
A couple of them, yeah, a couple of decades.
And you lived in Montpelier, Vermont for a while?
Yep.
Yeah. So thank you for the great work that you and your team are doing.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Senator. It's been an honor. In the 11 years that you were on our program, every Friday taking calls was just a wonderful thing for us and for our listeners. And I have to say, you know, you have single-handedly almost transformed America in so many ways. Your influence goes so much farther than just, you know, Vermont or just the Senate even. So I tip my hat to you.
Well, I don't know if that's true, but I thank you very much.
Okay. So let's talk about some issues here. First of all, the news broke today. I guess there was a hint of it yesterday from Axios that President Biden is withholding 2,000-pound bombs and 500-pound bombs from Mr. Netanyahu. Your thoughts on that and what's going on right now in Gaza?
Well, I think it's absolutely the right thing to do, but I think it should only be the first step of a series of measures that need to take place. Look, Tom, I gotta say that almost on a personal level, this war in Gaza has been just a horror. And I almost literally dream about it every night. It's on my mind. And what it's about is, I think we all know the story. We know that Hamas is a terrorist organization that killed 1,200 innocent Israelis, took over 200 people into captivity. They want to establish an Islamic State, destroy Israel. Bad news organization. But I think we also know is that while Israel had a right to defend itself against Hamas, it did not and does not have a right to go to war against the entire Palestinian people. And that is exactly what Netanyahu and his right-wing extremist government have done. And it's not widely reported, you know, but when you put it all together, the kind of devastation that Netanyahu has brought to Gaza is almost unprecedented in modern world history. You're talking about 35, an area of 2.2 million people, small area, small population, 35,000 people already dead, 77,000 wounded. That is over 5% of the entire population dead or wounded, and 70% of those people are women and children. And then when you talk about what's going on in Gaza, there has been a systematic effort on Netanyahu's part to displace 80% of the population, driven from their homes to go to unsafe, unsanitary, crowded areas. Almost 60% of the housing has been damaged or destroyed. Their civilian infrastructure, that's water, electricity, almost completely destroyed. There's no electricity now, or very little, in Gaza. Their healthcare system, systematically destroyed. Almost all of the hospitals are now inoperable. And as I understand it, every single one of the universities, 12 universities in Gaza, have been bombed. And you have kids, you know, the overwhelming majority of kids are not going to school right now. So it has been a devastating attack against the poor people. And I think throughout this country, people are standing up and saying, you know what, we cannot continue to fund this right-wing extremist Netanyahu government. And that's how I voted, and that's the fight that I'm waging right now.
What are your thoughts on Speaker Johnson and apparently Chuck Schumer inviting Netanyahu to come speak? I would think typically as a head of state,
that such an invitation should come from the president. And President Biden doesn't seem to be quite happy about this, although I haven't heard him say anything about it.
Well, I think it's disgraceful. I think Netanyahu is more responsible than anybody else for this horrific war in Gaza right now. Throughout the world, his actions have been condemned. There are, you know, some question about whether or not he's going to be charged as a war criminal. And a pretty strong majority of the American people are very unhappy about his policies in Gaza and his war machine. So why he would be invited to address the United States Congress is something that I do not understand.
Yeah, well, we saw this happen with when President Obama was president, and it was just a purely partisan thing, it seems. You're the chairman of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, and I understand you're doing some serious work there on the cost of prescription drugs. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, we have had some success, taking on the power of the pharmaceutical industry and the insurance companies is not easy. They're very, very powerful, and they've gotten their way forever, which is why here in the United States we pay by far the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. But we've had some success in the last year or two, and the Biden administration has done some good work in this area. If you are a senior citizen with diabetes, you're not going to pay more than $35 for insulin. And the work we did on our committee will suggest, I think, that many people around America are going to see a reduction in the price they pay for insulin. That's good. My committee has worked hard with success in getting three out of the four major inhaler manufacturers for asthma inhalers, COPD as well, to substantially lower their prices. For people who have asthma, they know that they sometimes paying hundreds of dollars for an inhaler a month. That's going to be reduced to $35, and that's important for millions of people. So I'm proud of those accomplishments. For the first time, as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, Medicare is actually going to negotiate prices with the drug companies. That's important. So we made some progress. Obviously, a lot more has to be done. And right now, we are having discussions. How fruitful they will be remains to be seen with Novo Nordisk. Novo Nordisk is the huge Danish company that produces Ozempic and Wegovy. And these are two major weight loss drugs that are kind of sweeping the world and are pretty powerful and good drugs that help people with diabetes and help people with weight loss. Problem is that in the United States, we're paying far, far more for these products than people in other countries. If my memory is correct, in the UK, I think it's $59. Here in the United States for Ozempic, it's like close to $1,000 more or less.
Wow.
And that's just unconscionable. So we are now, you know, working with them to demand that they very substantially lower the price of this product. Because if they don't, A, you're going to have many millions of people who are dealing with obesity, dealing with diabetes, unable to afford the product. That's bad. And number two, for Medicare and for Medicaid, it's going to be huge amounts of taxpayer dollars going to pay for this product, literally almost, you know, bringing Medicare to bankruptcy areas. So this is an issue we are working on, and hopefully we'll have some positive results.
You have been, we're talking with Senator Bernie Sanders here, you have been one of the leading advocates for labor throughout your long career in Congress, you know, and starting the Congressional Progressive Caucus and being in the House of Representatives all those years and now in the United States Senate. And it seems like in the last, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 years, something like that, maybe more in particular since President Biden became president, the labor movement has really caught fire. We're seeing this most recently now. We just had, what was it, Tennessee, a successful organizing effort by the UAW, and now the Mercedes.
Go ahead. Yep. Yeah. Look, Tom, it's not the 8 or 10 years. I would say it's the last few years. And I think what you're seeing is working people all over the country are sick and tired of seeing stagnation in their wages, not keeping up with inflation, can't afford housing, can't afford health care, while the billionaire class becomes much richer. So today, and again, I know the corporate media doesn't talk about it. My colleagues in Congress, by and large, don't talk about it. We have an unprecedented level of income and wealth inequality. Never before. People on top are doing unbelievably well. Corporate profits are soaring. And yet working people, 60% of people in this country are living paycheck to paycheck. So I think you have good new union leadership, people like Sean Fain and the UAW and others. Teamsters has good leadership as well. Moving Sean O'Brien at the Teamsters. And they are sitting down with their employers and saying, you know what? You're going to have to do a lot better than you did in the past. And we're seeing good contracts from the Teamsters, from the UAW. And you're also seeing at the grassroots level, young people mostly at companies like Starbucks organizing. And we had a hearing last year with Mr. Schultz. We brought Mr. Schultz in there, who was charged with by the National Labor Relations Board, you know, for breaking, for, you know.
Starbucks.
Conducting, right? Yeah, Starbucks, right. For conducting massively illegal anti-union efforts against workers who were trying to organize at Starbucks. And now what we're seeing is apparently Starbucks is sitting down with these workers trying to negotiate a national contract. UAW is going to have a vote in Alabama next week, I believe, with Mercedes-Benz. And so what they are doing is now going to the South, which has been the most hostile area, most difficult area to organize. Last month, all six Southern governors came out and said, oh, unions are terrible, vote against it. Well, 73% of the workers of Volkswagen in Chattanooga, Tennessee, voted for the union. So you're right. I think we are seeing a significant uptick in union organizing, in unions fighting for good contracts. And I think if we're going to save the middle class in this country, that's exactly what we have to do.
Yeah. And finally, I'm curious your thoughts on the stakes of the election. We're 6 months out in the presidential race.
Well, I think the word that comes to my mind, Tom, is existential. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the sense that, look, I know that there are listeners out there who are very disturbed about Biden's approach toward Israel and Gaza, and I absolutely share those concerns. He's wrong, period. End of discussion. But we can't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And Joe Biden is not running against God. He's running against a guy named Donald Trump. And if you look at all of the issues, if you look at the issue of democracy, well, you know, Biden's an old-fashioned politician who actually believes in democracy. Donald Trump happens not to believe in democracy. He believes in authoritarianism. And he is working hard to undermine American, the foundations of American democracy. Joe Biden believes that climate change is real and has helped us put more money into energy efficiency and sustainable energy than any time in history. I mean, we're trying. Later today, I'm going to meet with some Chinese officials to see, despite all of the tension between the two countries, how we can work with China to reduce carbon emissions. Biden understands that. Trump does not. I happen to believe that women have the right to control their own bodies. And after decades and decades of struggle, it is heartbreaking to see state after state take away this basic woman's right. And Joe Biden understands that. Donald Trump is the guy who appointed three members to the Supreme Court who overturned Roe v. Wade. I believe that in a time of massive income and wealth inequality, you don't give huge tax breaks to billionaires, which is exactly what Trump will do. I don't believe that at a time when our whole healthcare system is as bad as it is, you don't end the Affordable Care Act and throw millions of people off the healthcare they need. So the differences are pretty great. And I hope that people will be supportive of President Biden.
I do too. I sure do. Senator Sanders, thank you so much for dropping by. It's always a great having you with us on the program and talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
And best of luck in your reelection campaign.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. We'll be right back with your calls. I love summer vacations, but not scratchy hot hotel sheets. So I totally get it that some people take their buttery soft cozy earth bedding with them to elevate their summer getaways to the highest level of comfort. You can have a soothing, blissful sleep at home or away by visiting CozyEarth.com now. Use my exclusive code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 35% at checkout. Cozy Earth sheets are made with viscose from bamboo, famous for its temperature-regulating qualities. Seriously, Cozy Earth's cool, decadent softness surpasses even the finest resort sheets. Got a long flight coming up? Temperature-regulating Cozy Earth bamboo joggers and a pullover crew will keep you comfy and stylish at 30,000 feet. So whether you're summering somewhere exotic or at home, Cozy Earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure, luxurious bliss. Just use my code TOM, T-H-O-M, at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. That's code TOM for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Bon voyage.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. All right, I was reading a recent report in the Journal of Consumer Affairs, which I assume is how you also spend your weekend, and I read this article about how using a budget makes people feel better about their money, even when they still don't have as much money as they need or want. But the folks who would most benefit from using a budget are also the least likely to use one. Budgeting doesn't bring more money in the door, but it does help us know where our money goes, helps us make better spending choices, and it helps us feel more in control of our money. And that feeling is where financial security starts. Take that first step or that next step toward feeling better about your money. I've got a video that can help you get started. Just go over to Work Money Media on YouTube. In the meantime, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Beachside Bill in Orlando. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope all's well. Quick story. I just went out and got a SpaceX launch off. You know, I live here on the beach side where SpaceX just went up, and I had you and Bernie in my top pocket on speakerphone because I didn't know if you're going to pick up or not. So I'm going to upload it on TikTok. So your voices are out on we'll be out on TikTok shortly.
Okay. Just over the rocket launch. Well, that's a nice metaphor. We're taking off.
Yeah, you take it off. Really, I'll put it out. I can give you my handle, but Bill Lundell, number one. like the MyPillow guy with a U, my last name, all in one.
Got it.
And quickly, just on Medicare, I caught the end, and I caught some of Bernie, too, obviously. But the Medicare, I called you last year about, I never fell for the Medicare scam these people pull.
Yeah.
A friend of mine told me to stay off it, and I have, and I'm very thankfully did. I haven't, but the fine thing that gets me is I still have commercial TV, and I look at the fine print with these commercials on, you know, with these scam artists, and I read the fine print. It says, you know, you'll get all this money back. You get $1,500 and this and that. But the fine print says it's some of it's credit. So in other words, you're not going to get the money. You get the credit. So you have to use the credit within 90 days or 6 months going to the doctor or the gym. You know, you have to use the credit. But it's not actual money, Tom. You know, that's my point.
Yeah.
And that's one of the scams that people fell for these. You know, but I'm glad a friend of mine, I just recommend to people, if you're getting into Social Security or going to begin to collect it, don't fall for it. If you're healthy enough and take care of yourself, I'm lucky. I'm out for other reasons because I'm going blind. But, you know, I just recommend that to people. Don't fall for these commercials.
Yeah,
get real. Say I'm on real Medicare and I love it. There's nothing wrong with it. If you can afford to pay a copay at the doctor or the dentist, do it.
Yeah.
You know, some people can't, but that's where they fall for this.
Good advice,
Bill. Scam.
Good advice.
How's that?
Yeah, great. Bill, thanks a lot for the call. Jason in Oroville, California. Hey, Jason, what's on your mind today?
Hey, I was thinking, Tom, I was thinking about the document case in Florida there where I couldn't understand why he was so brazen about it, you know, because that's like a real issue right there. And I got to thinking about Judge Cannon, and do you think that he might have made a deal with, like, whoever they make their deals with to put those three Supreme Court justices in there and didn't get his own judge there in Mar-a-Lago for himself, knowing that he was going to have those boxes of
I get the conspiracy theory, and I don't mean that to denigrate your hypothesis, Jason.
No, I understand.
The thing is that there are four federal judges in that district, if my memory serves me right, maybe three, and the cases are assigned by lottery, basically. So nobody, you know, Jack Smith had no way of knowing, and neither did Donald Trump, which judge was going to pick up this case. It was just luck of the draw that Eileen Cannon got the case. But now she's doing everything she can to kill this investigation of Trump. Jason, thanks for the call. It's nice to hear from you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow. Same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag. You're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv. That's Tom.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Crude and Dom.
President Biden says he'll stop weapon shipments to Israel if they invade Rafah. And Trump's back in court with Stormy Daniels. Devil's Advocates, we've got all the coverage you need.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like the
it's only glass.
It's only
tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden is making his most outspoken comments